Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's cap. It's October 18th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Bulls fitted cap from Mitchell & Ness with a 30 years and running side patch purchased in-store at Lids, and a t-shirt purchased from Obvious Shirts. You might think that the Bulls have been around forever, but they're actually the fifth pro hoops team here in town, not counting the all-black Savoy Big Five who morphed into the Harlem Globetrotters. Papa Bear George Halas's Chicago Bruins were the first, debuting in the ABL in 1925, followed by the NBL's American Gears in 44, for whom the hardwood's first great big man, George Mikan, played his first pro season in 47. In 1946, it was the Stags joining the BAA, which would merge with the NBL in 49 to form the NBA. 1961 saw the launch of the Chicago Packers, named for the local stockyards, but an absurd nickname in this town. Renamed the Zephyrs the following year, they soon bailed out for Baltimore, becoming the Bullets, today's Washington Wizards. Obviously, none of these clubs enjoyed lasting success, which is why there was significant skepticism when the Bulls launched, playing their very first home game ever on this date in 1966. In the words of the Tribune's Robert Logan, the Bulls exist because a former Northwestern basketball player wanted them and was willing to work to create them. The man is Dick Klein of Kenilworth. That's Klein tossing the ball for the ceremonial tip-off that night at the International Amphitheater. Located adjacent to the Union Stockyards, where countless caged bulls met their end, but these bulls cagers would survive.